I can see how long I've taken from here as well, because it's timing me. John chapter 13, well known. Just before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel round his waist. And then, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. And he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus said, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "Those who have had their bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him. And that was why he had said, "not every one." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he said. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set an example that you should do as I've done. Very truly, I say, no servant is greater than his master, no messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." And then a bit further on in that verse, in that chapter, verse 34, again, very on there, part of what Jesus is still teaching them. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And I'm just thinking, when I was reading that, and that came to me, that's obviously all tied around what's happening at the Last Supper. And you know, with Jesus at that time, he brings in the communion aspect as a way of us remembering him. But also, this act of service that he does here, what must have been going on in Jesus' mind? He knew what was coming up for him. He knew what he had to face in the next few days. And it's easy to forget that he really, 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 really didn't want to go through with it. You only have to look at the bit about the Garden of Gethsemane to see that. He knew this great big thing was looming all over him, and yet he was still prepared to serve, and in this case, to wash his disciples' feet. And it's something he chose to do. It's not something he had to do. It's not something he was obliged to do. It's something he chose to do. And I'm not going to suggest we wash each other's feet. But we've done it, actually. We've done it at camps a few times, haven't we? Yeah. And that's always been quite powerful. It's been quite a good thing to do. We've done it at youth camps and stuff, and that, it's been good. Smelly, but good. But the symbolism is what can we do to wash each other's feet? Yeah, not in terms of physically washing each other's feet, but what does it mean to us as individuals as we meet around? Communion's always a good time to reflect a little bit on things. What does it mean to us to be prepared to wash each other's feet? What are we prepared to do for each other? And the bit further on sort of ties in with it. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." How can we are a church that I think loves each other, but that doesn't mean we can't do it more. That doesn't mean we can't be better at looking after each other and loving each other and showing our love to the world by the love we have for each other and the love for people outside as well. And it's not a sort of feeling of love sometimes. We don't always feel like loving each other. We certainly don't always feel like washing each other's feet. But it's something that we're commanded to do. It's a new command I give you. It's not a new suggestion, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. You must love one another. And that's just something to contemplate as we're going through the service and as we're going through this week. What can I do, what can you do to, figuratively speaking, wash each other's feet and to love each other and to show love for each other? What are the things we can do? And it's often, sometimes with these things, we get sort of hung up with big things. What big thing can I do? It's tiny little things. It's just to send someone a text or an email or smiling at someone in the street sometimes is good enough. Is a good thing to do. It's tiny little things that we can do that actually enable us to be seen, to be washing each other's feet, and to loving each other, and to make each other feel better. I'm going to shut up now. Yes.
Can I add something to that?
You can, Wendy.
Some, and most of you will know probably, that I haven't been at all well for about 5 months. It's last October, and it's been a very strange experience. The best of it is belonging to this wonderful, loving, caring church group, because I didn't really know where I was half of the time. But Gareth especially, bless him, and Margaret and Sylvie, well, all of you, lots of you have rung me and sent texts and just kept me in the loop for all these 5 months. And all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I felt as though I'd come out from behind a brick wall. And bless you all, and bless the Lord for his wonderful doing and for this wonderful church community, because where I would be without them,